This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
We do it every single day at 1 o'clock. It's an award-winning segment. It is researched at length by Pat Smith. He stays up and thinks about five questions that would be really thought-provoking. A lot goes into this, Pat. It takes out a lot of your personal life. You just have to walk around with a pad so you don't forget this stuff.
I just talk it into my voice memo on my phone.
So technologically savvy. It's five thought-provoking questions from Pat Smith. This is what we call Pat.
I want to know what you're thinking. Tell me what's on your mind.
It's time for Pat Ponders.
Weather's nice outside, but go back a few days ago, we had all the rain. Alabama Roofing Professionals brings you Pat Ponders every single day here at 1 o'clock on Three Man Front. 205-722-ROOF, the free roof inspections. They've come up on your roof like they did mine. Said, Landrum, your roof's good for another 10 years. That's the good news. The bad news, you need to replace the flashing around your chimney. That could be a problem. I said, thank you very much. They repaired it. They're going to warranty all the work that they do. And don't forget about the blow-in insulation service in the hot months, the cold months. Keep your home energy efficient. Alabama Roofing Professionals, great family, honest Alabama company, 205-722-ROOF or alroofpros.com.
All right, guys, question number one. Last week in Danbury, Connecticut, they renamed their sewage plant after comedian John Oliver. The council voted 18-1 approving the move. Why? The Republican mayor, Mayor Broughton, said, because it's full of crap, just like John. If you were to ever have anything named in your honor, what would you like to have your name attached to?
Not a sewage plant.
No, I would say probably either a pizza joint, a Tecmo Bowl tournament, or a sneaker store. Maybe an offensive line award. But we would not have 100 participants on our watch list. I can promise you that. Like, did you see the Remington Award put their watch list out? And I think there was almost 100 centers on it.
Yeah.
Like, what are the 30-some centers that were left off of that thinking?
Maybe they had a bye week.
I just feels like a lot. Just say you're watching everybody. Yeah. All of them. I mean, that's my watch list every year. It's as many as I can get in. All of them. Every bit of them.
That's all right, Landrum, what you want named after you?
3-in-1 smoker. Electric, gas, and charcoal. And then, just given the events of last week and
Cowboy-themed basketball halftime show?
What about just a dance academy?
Cowboy Roberts Dance Academy?
I think it'd be better for you to have like a particular dance or a move. Like
the cowboy
like
move.
Like the pelvic, the cowboy thrust?
Yeah, like do the cowboy.
Yeah. Do the cowboy. I like that. Yeah. I'll go
so
with
dance,
that. What about
dance move, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Or just one of the terrace mezzanine areas there at Truist.
Speaking of that, when are you supposed to get your cardboard cut out? When's that coming?
I need to check on that. I don't know. I need to check on that. As far as I know, it's just still sitting there in section, I think, 124 at Truist, right behind Maria Martin. Hey, okay. Maria.
All right, guys, question number two. After five games apiece in the NFL, who will have more passing yards when the season ends, Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert? And just for a point of reference, Joe Burrow currently has 1,304. Justin Herbert has 1,195.
Based on the way one extra game?
No, both of them have five.
Okay. And based on the way that I think the talent around him is better for Justin Herbert.
Oh, it is.
And, I mean, he played outstanding. I'm going to go with Justin Herbert, which has been a pleasant surprise for me, what he's been able to do there in L.A. with the Chargers.
I think you feel like it would be you feel like it would be Herbert right now, but you kind of wonder, can the Chargers sort of begin to figure something out a little bit here? And if so, do they have to rely on him? I mean, no, I don't think they're turning around. I'm going to go Herbert.
So both of you going Herbert.
Totally talked yourself out mid-sentence.
You started looking at it.
I forgot
that
the Raiders aren't bad and the Chiefs are still really good, even though they lost a game. No, they're not. They're not going to get in the playoff picture.
So does that surprise you guys that Herbert is that close to Burrow?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, guys, question number three. What is your most underrated sports anthem of all time?
Anthem. Probably the I'm a Real American Hulk Hogan theme.
It's actually not bad.
Hopefully they're trying to dig that up.
I think Space Odyssey.
Multiple rings there.
Enter Sandman. Remember Sandman from ECW?
I thought you were talking about Mariano Rivera.
No. golly, there's so many to pick from.
You got All I Do Is Win. That's out there. Final Countdown. Snap the Power.
Some of these are just songs that have been played in commercial timeouts in stadiums.
Well, that's what I said, the most underrated.
Jump Van Halen.
You guys are missing the obvious answer.
Just John Cicada. Yeah, I knew.
No, we hear enough of that on Friday, Cole.
Golly, Cole. You get to miss all the hate that comes in. A lot of love, though, for John Cicada as well.
Trust me, I get it every day. I still take.
What about Living on a Prayer? Bon Jovi.
How is that a sports theme? Or a sports anthem?
Sports stadium?
I don't know if that makes it a sports anthem, though. I mean, just because, like, one team. Like, Sweet Caroline, is that a sports anthem? Just because one team decides to play it?
They played a lot.
Tom Petty won't back down
a
sports anthem because Florida plays it going into the
That's a life anthem, man.
Okay. For some, maybe.
So if we're talking about underrated, what would be ranked as number one sports anthem?
Probably the Auburn fight song.
I think the USC fight song.
The CBS college football theme.
No doubt. I used to love that theme as a kid. And it didn't, you know, it started with the NFL.
I love it now.
I do, but I can remember.
NBA on NBC?
Didn't they play that for the NFL back in the 80s? CBS didn't? Wasn't that song an NFL song originally for their broadcast back in the 80s?
I don't know.
Okay. I mix up reality with some
of
my dreams.
That's right there, Pat.
Okay. What about for you, Pat? Take me out to the ballgame?
Absolutely. It's number one.
Do the Cardinals have... I can't believe Cole didn't go with the Steelers song.
Yes, the Cardinals Cardinals do have one. They always play the... Instead of the seventh inning stretch, they play the theme to Here Comes the King, the theme song from Budweiser.
I thought it would just been the sound of the hoofs of the Clydesdales.
They should play that when they hit a home run.
They really should. I like that.
The Florida State Tomahawk Chop theme would be great. Like, that's one I think that I put up there towards the top. Like, you hear that, you know. USC has something different than their fight song. Like, bam, 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 bam,
bam, victory or something like that. March to victory, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you hear it 77 times a game.
Yeah,
177 a game.
And
but
trust
it's pretty
me,
awesome when you hear it. Like, you know,
Chinese Bandits is really cool too with LSU.
Yeah, and Notre Dame also has one of those.
Right.
That, I mean, you heard it a million times leading up to kickoff of the Alabama-Notre Dame National Championship game, and thank goodness you did not hear much of it after kickoff.
So some of those would probably be towards the top of my list also.
Yeah.
Like some of those little the quick hitters that the bands, college bands play.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, question number four. As a kid playing either backyard ball or in the driveway shooting hoops with your neighborhood friends, what player did you try to emulate?
Wiffle ball?
Anything. Wiffle ball? Basketball?
We played backyard football. Quarterback was Marino because you kind of like to drop it down and go like three-quarter sidearm. And, I mean, he felt like he had the biggest arm in the NFL. Wiffle ball, I mean, that was the best part is how many different stances you could emulate. Gary Sheffield, Julio Jones, I mean, Jose Canseco, Daryl Strawberry, Eric Davis. I mean, you tried to go with everybody. Mark McGuire.
Yeah.
You had to go Will Clark, slow your swing down a little bit.
Yep.
You know?
I would go with different periods of my life. First it was Murph, then it was Ron Gant. For basketball, I mean, several different basketball. And then I would go college
and
NBA.
Who were you emulating when you hit 23 threes in a row?
Wasn't it Kiki Vandeweghe? Weren't you trying to act like Kiki Vandeweghe?
No. Mm-mm.
John Contact?
Nope. Travis Ford.
Okay.
Went Travis Ford, Kentucky.
I thought you would have gone Moochie Norris. But...
Kevin Burke.
The best part about playing wiffle ball in the backyard was emulating stances.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama, I mean, I would have gone, I mean, maybe back in the day, Jim Farmer for Auburn. You go Ronnie Battle. Oh, yeah. They can knock it down.
You're talking about for shooting?
Yeah.
I figured you'd go Scotty Pullman. You guys had the same haircut.
What? That is not true, and you know it. Scotty Pullman kind of had the Kirby Smart, didn't he?
Yeah, yours was a little further down in college. He had a little more flow, a little more hang.
Yeah, had some waves.
Yeah. All right, guys, fifth and final question.
It was kind of a prerequisite if you're going to work at Bodega. Like, you had to have the bro Bama Banks. Like, they didn't let you work there. It's part of the application.
You didn't have to brush it either.
So Landstrom had
out of the shower, dried it off.
I'm pretty sure Bodega didn't even make you brush your teeth to come to work.
Wait a minute.
You were just
wait
there and halfway
awake. That
was
classy. That was a class place. Don't you say that.
Listen, I think we know the amount of, well, great place.
Just stop.
All right, guys, fifth and final question. If you were reincarnated as an animal based on your personality, what animal do you think you could come back as?
Tasmanian devil.
Oh, that is perfect for you.
Honey badger. Rhinoceros.
Rhodesian Ridgeback.
I don't even know what that is. I really don't.
It's a dog. Used to hunt lions, but also very loyal and protects the family.
From lions?
From anything, Cole. It could be a lion. It could be somebody up to no good trying to break into your home. It could be a neighbor that you don't want to hang around.
I'm surprised Cole didn't go mandrill or baboon.
I think Tasmanian devil is perfect for him.
I mean, they both have the red, you know.
What about for you, Pat? What would you be?
What kind of animal?
Yeah, reincarnated.
I don't know.
You'd be a cardinal.
No.
You'd be a little bird.
Probably be a husky.
Tweet, tweet. You would be a husky. Could go dingo, Dixie Dingo.
Yeah?
Carolina dog.
That's today's Pat Ponders, guys.
Well, thank you, Pat. We appreciate it. Brought to you by Alabama Roofing Professionals, alroofpros.com, 205-722-ROOF.
This is Three Man Front.